The Sports Attic Radio Network proudly presents The Jerry Miller Show.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@cvasports.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
Guys, welcome back to Hour 2. It's the Jerry Miller Show. It's the best in sports talk radio. And, of course, you can make it interactive. 866-356-ESPN. 866-356-3776. If you have a question for one CC Chris Coleman, it's Tuesday. So we welcome CC Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. He's the associate editor. Mr. Coleman, I guess a lot to get to. We'll start open-ended. What'd you make of that Orange Bowl, man? Pretty impressive showing all across the board.
Yeah, you know, it is pretty impressive. I think there are a lot of times this season where a lot of people question whether or not the Hokies would be able to make it this far. And, you know, I'm not sure you could definitely call them the best team in the ACC, but they're definitely the survivors of the ACC. And, you know, that was a pretty tough conference this year, and there were a lot of teams that pretty much the same talent level, and it just didn't seem to be a lot of difference between the Virginia Techs and the North Carolinas and the Georgia Techs and the Florida States. And, you know, Tech just has a knack for surviving late in the season, and they got it done again this year.
Chris Coleman, you're a popular guy. You have two people looking to get on board to ask you a question before we get to Tech Fan, and then Gonzo is on deck. Chris, I'm going to ask you a question I've thrown to you for 3 weeks. Now that they're ACC champions, now that they're invited to the Orange Bowl, now that they have an opportunity to beat Cincinnati and win an Orange Bowl, is this Beamer's best season of his coaching career, or does he need the W against Cincinnati for us to call it that?
I don't think you could call it that either way. Now, that being said, you know, it has been a pretty good season, I think. I mean, there's been so much criticism coming in from pretty much all sides this year. I mean, it's been mostly from fans, actually, and in the local media. The national media pretty much ignored Virginia Tech all season. They paid attention when East Carolina beat the Hokies, and then they didn't talk about Virginia Tech again until Tech actually beat Boston College on Saturday and won the ACC. So, I don't think people are going to call it Beamer's best year, but you know, it's a good year, I think. When you consider that. You know, a lot of people were questioning whether this team was going to come apart at the seams, you know, with a bad offense and a good defense. But, you know, to his credit, Beamer helped the team together.
Chris Coleman, associate editor, TechSideline.com, joins us Tuesdays here on the Jerry Miller Show. Chris Coleman, we'll welcome Tech Fan in the mix. Gonzo, you're on deck. Tech Fan, what is your question, sir? And good afternoon to you from Mr. Chris Coleman.
Hey, what's going on? I got a couple quick questions, man. The first question I was curious about, Chris, was don't you think Tech seems to play like a different team, like a team with a chip on their shoulder when they come out as an underdog?
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And, I've seen Cincinnati favored by a point and a half, 2 points, something like that on some of the betting sites out there. So, I'm kind of hoping that holds up. I'd like to go down to the Orange Bowl as an underdog this time.
2-point favorite Cincinnati is, guys, at the Orange Bowl. Currently on thegreek.com. Tech Fan, jump in here. What else you got, sir?
Okay. And I was just kind of curious, too, Chris. I've seen Cincinnati play 3 or 4 times this year, and they seem to me like they throw the ball about 80% of the time. They don't run the ball a whole lot, and I'm just kind of curious your opinion on how much success they can have if they don't run the ball or they can't run the ball. What kind of damage do you think they can do?
One-dimensional teams never have success against Bud Foster's defense. I don't think they will be able to run the ball very much. I think Tech will come out just like they always do and take away the opposing team's running game and force them to beat them through the air. The thing about Cincinnati is they run that spread offense, and, you know, so they're not going to stack up a lot of rushing yards just because of the way their offense is structured. But they've got a true freshman held back that I saw some against Hawaii. I really like him, but he hasn't carried the ball that many times this year. But, you know, just like going into most games, it's not the Tech defense I'm concerned with. Cincinnati's got a very good defense in their own right, and they've got some speed out there, a couple of very good cornerbacks, arguably the Big East's top defensive end. So, you know, I think Tech's offense will have their hands full again.
Tech Fan, 30 seconds going your way. Anywhere you want to go, sir?
Well, I don't know, man. I just watching Cincinnati, I just think 11-2 record's kind of deceiving. They lost to UConn. they got killed by Oklahoma. And other than that, I mean, what's their best win is probably West Virginia or Pitt. So, you know, I just think Tech saw teams like that every week. I think at the end of the day, you'll probably see that Tech's the more battle-tested team. So.
Tech fan, thank you for the perspective today. You made the show better.
All right, man. Yep.
He's right about Cincinnati as far as a record standpoint, 11-2 and 6-1 in the Big East. Let me throw the question to you. A lot of Tech fans are wondering, do you find that the fan base is taking Cincinnati for granted, maybe overlooking this opponent because some folks think they're a basketball school, Mr. Coleman?
No, you know, I really don't at this point because I think Tech fans, you know, Kansas is still very much in their memory. That, you know, this is a very similar type game as the bowl game against Kansas last year. It, you know, the Hokies were pretty heavy favorites against Kansas last year, and I think it's kind of a slap in the face to a lot of Tech fans that Cincinnati's favored in this game. And you know, as your last caller pointed out, he was very smart in that Virginia Tech plays much better football when they have a chip on their shoulder. You know, I think Hokies are going to go down to the Orange Bowl and play well this year because they know they have to work for it. You know, last year, you know, they had so much talent. They were playing a team they didn't respect, and they went down there and, you know, got beat. This year, you know, I think they're going to work really hard in the month of December, and I think they're going to go out winners this year.
Very smart man on the hotline, Chris Coleman, the associate editor at TechSideline.com. He joins us Tuesdays at top of hour two on the Jerry Miller Show. Chris Coleman, you're popular. We have another question for you. Gonzo, thank you for your patience. Gonzo, what's your question for Mr. Coleman, sir?
Jay Miller, man, I just want to say hi. How are you, man? And the question I was asking, you know, just looking at this the Cincinnati game, it's kind of, I mean, it is similar to Kansas, but this is a team that throws so much. I mean, they have two guys with, like, over 70 receptions. And just seeing how Tech's played this year, you know, they've been hot and cold, you know, first losing to East Carolina, but they're coming on strong. It's like, just thinking about the game, it's like seeing Tyrod play how he did against Boston College, being able to make plays with his feet and everything. I'm not sure if that's going to continue to work. I mean, you're going to have to throw it against this team because this team can put up some numbers. Obviously, the loss at UConn and the loss at Oklahoma, I mean, they got handled both times. So losing to Connecticut by whatever it was, like 20-something points, makes me think that this team is pretty vulnerable. But I still think they have a good shot taking down Tech.
Gonzo, hang on the line. Let's get Chris Coleman's opinion on what you had to say. Mr. Coleman, your thoughts.
Yeah, he brought up some fair points there, I think. You know, last year, Kansas had a whole month to prepare for Tech's two-quarterback system. And, you know, I think at this point it's pretty obvious, you know, that Tyrod Taylor is Virginia Tech's quarterback. So, you know, they've got a whole month to look at the past couple of games when Tyrod Taylor has had more success and come up with a game plan to stop him. And Cincinnati does have speed on defense. They've got some good players on that side of the ball. So, yeah, you know, I think Tech has to establish a running game here. And, you know, I do like the way Tech's offensive line has played, you know, over the last few games. I think they've gotten a lot better over the last few games, or so it seems. Now, granted, all those games have either been in, you know, a couple of them were in Lane Stadium, and then, you know, the other one was in Tampa this past week. But, you know, really, Jerry, the one thing that concerns me about the Orange Bowl, and this is not taking anything away from Cincinnati, they're a very good football team, Virginia Tech is 0-3 all-time in Dolphin Stadium. It's just something about that stadium, they don't play well down there.
Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com. Gonzo, it's good to hear from you as well. We'll put you on the clock for 30 seconds anywhere you want to go, Gonzo.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask the gentleman what he thinks about David Wilson next season. Do you think he's going to redshirt and they're going to let Ryan Williams get some touches, or what do you think, especially with, you know, Darren Evans coming on this year like he did?
Good question. And Gonzo, thank you for your phone call today. What do you think, Mr. Coleman?
You know, I think David Wilson's going to redshirt next year, but I'm very high on him. I think he's going to have a terrific career at Tech. You know, he's a triple jump national champion, great hip explosion, tremendous speed, and I think he's got a bright future at Tech.
Chris Coleman getting called gentleman. I like it, CC, the associate editor at TechSideline.com. We welcome B. Lloyd to the mix. Chris, you're very popular this afternoon. B. Lloyd, you have Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com on the hotline. What's your question for Chris?
What's going on, guys? Well, looking at the Cincinnati team, they're a pretty good football team, and I think people need to not overlook them. I mean, 11-2, one loss being to UConn, I guess is maybe a bad loss, you can say, but I mean, their other loss is to Oklahoma, so that just speaks for itself. And I mean, they've had a couple quality wins against Pitt and West Virginia, like you said. I think probably more quality wins than Tech's had this year, just because the ACC has been down and they really haven't beat any quality opponents. So I think it's going to be a similar game to last year's Orange Bowl, because Kansas throws the ball a lot and Cincinnati throws the ball a lot. So I think Tech will know it's going to be know it's coming out against them. They'll probably throw the ball 50 times. So I think they'll probably have to shut down the pass and not worry about the run game too much, because Cincinnati really doesn't have a running back that's that much threatening to Tech.
B. Lloyd, guys, and Chris, and B. Lloyd, hang on the line. I'm going to get Chris's response. I'm going to throw this to Chris. You look at the statistics, immediately you're struck by the fact that their leading rusher has 630 rushing yards. They have two guys, like Gonzo said, have 70 catches or more, and their quarterback's got 18 touchdowns and 7 picks. Cincinnati 08 versus Kansas 07. Mr. Coleman, your breakdown.
I think Kansas had a better offense last year. I think Cincinnati has a better defense this year. I do think even last year, you go back to that Orange Bowl last year, Kansas had about 304 yards of offense against Tech's defense. They scored 17 of their 24 points when they started on Virginia Tech's side of the field. So that was entirely Virginia Tech's offense letting them down in last year's Orange Bowl game. You know, I fully expect the Tech defense to be ready to rock and roll again this year against Cincinnati. I don't think the Cincinnati offense is as good as Kansas. But, you know, we'll just have to see. I do think their defense is better, though, and this probably will be a pretty low-scoring game.
B. Lloyd, you're on the clock. B. Lloyd, 30 seconds. Talk to me, Papa Bear.
Yeah, I was going to say, if Cincinnati scores over 20 points, then Tech might have a little difficulty there because their offense has struggled to score at times this year. And like you said, Cincinnati's defense is pretty good. So, if Tech can score the ball, I think they should be all right. But if they struggle scoring, like the Redskins or like Virginia, then it might be a, like you said, a low scoring game, and they might have a little trouble.
B. Lloyd, good phone call. Thank you for calling today, sir.
All right, Jerry.
That's B. Lloyd, Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com, the associate editor. Chris, the phone calls, my friend, are still coming in with people that have questions for you. We only have 60 seconds left, so we'll take some of those phone callers on the other side of the break and hop on board. I'll tell you what, Chris, if this continues going like this, we got to get you on the show more. Let me talk to you, Cincinnati. Educate us. Tony Pike, the quarterback, 183 of 291. He's got almost 2,200 passing yards, 18 touchdowns, 7 picks. Does Pike remind you of anybody that Tech has faced this season?
I'm trying to think of any really tall quarterbacks. I think Pike is about 6'6". I can't recall any really tall quarterbacks that Tech has faced this year. But, you know, the interesting thing about Pike is I believe he was their fifth-string quarterback to start the season. They've gone through four quarterbacks this year, and I think three quarterbacks have started games. So he's a pretty good story coming out of the Big East there, an unknown into a pretty good quarterback.
In 30 seconds or so, final question: Virginia Tech is playing Cincinnati. Is Cincinnati, and put it in perspective from quality of opponent, are they the best opponent they've played? Maybe the second best, the third best? That's a tough question to answer, Mr. Coleman. What do you think, sir?
I put them around maybe the North Carolina level or something like that. You know, I don't think they're as good as Georgia Tech, who I think is the best team Tech played this year. But I think they're maybe around North Carolina level, you know, maybe the Miami level, so something like that. I mean, it should be a good game. Might be a race to 20 points.
CC, you're smart. Thank you very much for the time. Read his stuff right now at TechSideline.com. He's the associate editor, Chris Coleman. Thank you, Chris.
All right, buddy. Congratulations on that engagement, by the way.
Oh, engagement. I didn't get engaged. What's coming from there? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break.